What does it mean to connect to your future at Lake Michigan College? They connect you to your future opportunities. They partner with local industries and employers, ensuring their programs align to the needs of the community's workforce. Lake Michigan College can help you get to the future you want. Visit lakemichigancollege.edu.
In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Michael Arney. Michigan State Police are investigating the death of an inmate in the Berrien County Jail this week. Berrien County Sheriff's Department says the inmate was found falling in and out of consciousness in his cell around 10 a.m. Tuesday. He was taken to Corwell Health South in St. Joseph, went into cardiac arrest in the ambulance. Life-saving measures continued at the hospital, but he was pronounced dead around 11:20 a.m. Michigan State Police 5th District Special Investigation Section was brought in to investigate. An autopsy has found no signs of any trauma and a slightly enlarged heart. Final autopsy report will be completed when toxicology results are available. Sheriff's Department has identified the inmate as 40-year-old Robert Maurice Graves of Benton Harbor. He was brought to the jail Monday on charges of driving while intoxicated, fleeing and eluding, and obstructing officers. Upon his arrest, he was cleared by medical staff to be lodged at the jail. Last week's election results in Berrien County weren't known until the early morning hours, partly due to changes at the state level. WSJM's Andrew Green reports.
The Berrien County Clerk's Office tells us its staff was working later than usual for an August primary because of those changes. Elections Clerk Victoria Graham says local clerks from all over the county had to physically go to the clerk's office in St. Joseph to turn over their memory cards with results so the county clerk could tabulate them. Previously, they could electronically transfer that information. Graham says it's because an agreement between the state and elections source and elections equipment company ended. She believes the situation will affect all clerk's offices in the state by 2025, telling us this may mean election results take longer to get. The Berrien County Clerk's Office is working on better procedures for the next election, which is in November. Graham says she can understand why the state would want to take another technical step out of the process, and she just has to follow its rules. St. Joseph City Clerk Abby Bishop told city commissioners this week it was a late night for her last Tuesday because when she got to the county clerk's office, she was behind several others in line already waiting as Graham uploaded the results. Andrew Green, WSJM News.
Now in full swing is the Berrien County Youth Fair in Berrien Springs. Thousands of people walked the grounds yesterday with long lines at virtually all the food vendors and rides. Youth Fair Manager Karen Klug told us after some rain Monday, things really picked up Tuesday.
Yesterday was Kids Day and it was great. We had lots of people here, over 20,000. And so lots of kids having a good time and eating a lot of things, long lines at all the food vendors. So those are all good. And today we've got a really great start to it as well. Sun shining, can't ask for anything more than that.
She says the young people are what the Youth Fair is all about. Anyone can head to the display barns to see some of the projects they've been working on, whether it's horticulture or raising animals. Fair royalty was also named, with Elizabeth King being crowned queen, Ryan Murphy crowned king. Wednesday night featured Craig Morgan on the grandstand. Tonight's headliner is Lee Greenwood. Friday will feature a demolition derby. Things will wrap up Sunday, August 20th, with the Bull Mania Rodeo. A Brandywine High School teacher who applied for a donation of books for the school library says she just wanted all students to have access to materials showing their heard and seen. History teacher Abilene Yankee sought the donation of $5,000 in books from We Need Diverse Books, a nonprofit. They announced this week they selected Brandywine and just four other schools out of around 100 applications to receive the award. Yankee says seeing the Board of Education seek to remove some books from the school libraries has been disheartening.
Speaking for myself and a handful of other employees, we feel a little bit lost and a little bit sad that this divisive thing is kind of driving a wedge in our school district.
Yankee says the process has lacked transparency, and it's hard to say what books are really inappropriate for students. Some parents at meetings have read selected passages from books to demonstrate they're harmful.
Out of context, sure, there's probably something that they find upsetting, but in the whole of the book, maybe it's an important part. Part of our application was that we really felt like we want to make sure all students in our student body population feel seen or heard and have access to books that showcase who they are.
Yankee says she and some other teachers learned about the We Need Diverse Books opportunity. They got excited. While there's a book purchase freeze in place at Brandywine Libraries, she says people can still donate books. That's the rule teachers are going on now. Librarians will be tasked with selecting which titles they'll ask We Need Diverse Books to send. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Michael Arning.